www.ecpa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We were going to bring John back, but he dropped off the line. Guess was a little too nervous, and we had a very nervous caller earlier this week, and I'd just like to reiterate my suggestions. I understand completely how it is when calling radio shows. I still get the butterflies sometimes when I call in as a caller on different talk shows. So a good thing to do is to make some notes, is to make bullet points. Don't write out what you're going to say. You don't want to sound reedy when you're on the air. You don't want to sound like you're reading some sort of essay, but you want to make some bullet points of the things that are most important for you to cover, and then go through your points.
And remember, your nervousness is all in your head.
This is true.
It's true. The first time I was on the radio, I thought I was going to pass out. Now I do it every night, and it's nothing. It's just...
it's practice.
It's all. You just forget about it and talk.
Well, and the plus nice thing about this is you're talking about something you want to talk about. It's not like I remember when I was in school and they would give me the assignments. You have to do this report. And you have to do it in front of the class. I was so nervous. I would grip the podium and I was shaking so hard that I would rock the podium. It was very embarrassing and nerve-wracking. And then when I got older, I came to understand that it's better to view nervousness as excitement, because it's a very similar feeling, being nervous and being excited. So if you tell yourself that you're excited instead of nervous, then a lot of how you feel has to do with what you're thinking. Like you're saying, it's all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so if what you're telling yourself in your head is, oh, I'm so nervous, you're kind of reinforcing that mentality. Whereas if you're telling yourself, man, am I excited to be able to tell 44 people listening to 44 stations across the country and all the internet listeners, man, am I excited to be able to tell all those people what it is I think about the issue that I'm interested in, then that could shift your perspective just enough to where you can get done what you wanted to do. And maybe John's going to try that here in a moment. John is back from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, sorry about that earlier.
No problem.
I did freeze up, and I felt kind of stupid there.
Here you are. What's on your mind?
Don't worry. We look stupid every night, John.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Well, actually, there's a few things on my mind. I actually was listening earlier. I actually listen kind of often. Ever since somebody actually from they're from Norwich, Connecticut, actually. And on a blog, they actually told me about your radio station. I listened to it and, you know, found some interesting things.
Right.
Basically, the premise of my call is kind of disputing the fact that, I understand your whole premise of, free people.
Mm-hmm.
But my argument is, and this is, you know, kind of proven in history, specifically with the Russians. Peter the Great, I think it was, he actually left the people alone to their own devices to govern themselves, and, you know, nature took its course, and the bullies, you know, the people that were stronger rose to the top, and they abused the people that were weaker, and in the end, they wanted the government back. So my question to you is, what makes you think that so many a hundred years later, that people are capable of governing themselves without the tyranny? I mean,
people govern themselves every single day. I mean, that's why everything is smooth as it is. That's why people aren't out killing one another, is because they are governing themselves. The reason why people aren't out doing terrible things to one another is not because there's some cop somewhere in town sitting in his squad car.
Another thing is that you're looking at in this particular instance is you're taking rural peasants in Russia who were largely unarmed and couldn't defend themselves against the strong guy in town.
I'm really not taking that for it. I'm just saying that history, you know, teaches us things that we should not ignore.
Like
the fact that people, well, for one thing, that people, no matter what, need to be governed. And, you know, when they're not, I'm not saying our system now is perfect, because it's not. It's very imperfect. All I'm saying is that I have not heard any solutions from you know, Freekeen or freetalk.com, whatever you guys have there, that is a better solution.
A better solution than government.
Protect say weak from the strong, the weak from the bullies.
You think that the weak are being protected from the bullies?
You're saying that...
I'm sorry. Are the weak or the bullies drilling in Anwar right now?
Are
the bullies taking bullets in Iraq? Are the weak or the bullies sitting in jail cells for smoking marijuana? Are the weak or the bullies collecting taxes?
50%
of the weak and the bullies are.
See, the fact
is, nothing is absolute. But what I'm saying is that if you allowed people to be free and completely rule themselves and govern themselves, that the people out there, and you guys are good guys. Obviously, your hearts are in the right place. You have good souls. You're not, predators. You're not predators of other human beings. So my point is that, yes, you have how many people you got up there? What's the majority? What's the number? I mean, the thousands, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. That's a small number comparing that to the bullies, the people that would take advantage of your goodness, your kindness.
Well, okay, let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that people need to have a group of men and women out there threatening them with violence and stealing over half of their income and telling them what they can and can't do in order so they can take over half of their income to supposedly protect them from bullies taking money from them?
That is the total opposite of what I'm saying.
But that's what we have today.
If you got a better system, and if we could convince the rest of the world, then hey, I'm all for it, because the one we have is very, very wrong. It's very fallible. All I'm saying is that your system does not beat the one that's there, because you know what?
System of freedom, of people being able to make choices for themselves, doesn't beat the forced extraction of over 50% of your income.
What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Wait, you obviously have a fairly high IQ. But the rest of society doesn't. You've got to remember that.
Just go ahead and say it. People are too stupid to be able to handle their own lives.
You mean you're smarter than the rest of them, right, John?
I am one of the ones that need to be governed.
Right.
I am just open-minded enough to realize that.
Are the politicians smarter than you?
Hell no.
Well, then why should they be making decisions for you?
Right.
The system that we have all accepted.
I did not accept it, and I don't vote for it. I don't accept it. Why don't you choose your own ruler? Why shouldn't you be free to choose for yourself?
No,
it's not even a majority, my friend. It's a majority of those who are voting, and that's a minority.
And how do these people win elections if it's not the majority?
Let me run this by you real quick. It's pretty simple. In most national elections, you're lucky if 50% of the people who are able to vote of voting age will actually come out and vote. Half of those people are actually doing the electing. So it's only a minority every way you slice it.
The people that are voting, right? I mean, this goes back to the statement you made a couple seconds ago, about the people out there being... I'm not saying people are stupid. I'm saying they're uninformed. They're lazy. They don't want to know the facts. So they're out there voting on ignorance, on lack of knowledge. So you're right about that. I
agree with you that the people are out there voting on ignorance and lack of knowledge. And I'm not proposing that those people should be able to rule you or should be able to rule me. I am proposing, however, that those people who are ignorant and have a lack of knowledge on the subject of politics may very well be the best people to rule their own lives. And your assertion that history has shown that we need rulers is simply subjective. And what you're proposing
is... I disagree. I totally disagree on that.
How can you disagree that it's subjective?
Because if you look at history, I'm a student of history, and I'm a very open-minded, and
if you think that you can interpret history and not call it subjective. That is a closed-minded statement.
Well, I'm telling
statement.
You that, you know, say for, you know, in the so-called Dark Ages, which really wasn't dark at all, they actually invented many, many things that we use today. But the point is in the so-called Dark Ages, who ruled? The strong. The bullies.
Who rules now, man? What kind of world are you living in, man?
They're not shooting, corpses over the castle's walls soaked in tar and set aflame.
They're killing people in other countries all around the world. What are you talking about?
Look, John, if you
believe that you can't take care of yourself, you should be free to choose a ruler for yourself. I'm with you there. By all means, just don't force your ruler on me. That's all I'm asking for. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If people want to elect someone to choose someone for themselves to boss them around, they should be free to make that choice. Just don't try to make that choice for me. What's wrong with that? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Marketing plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Drought, crop failure, economic collapse, famine. Is this in America's future? Sadly, this is part of America's not-so-distant past. During the Great Depression, half of the American people grew much of their own food, but over 18 million people suffered from starvation. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans grow their own food. Plan for your family's future and don't leave anything to chance. Go to GetSeeds.net and give the gift of life this Christmas and help ensure that if history repeats itself, you and your loved ones will be prepared for crisis. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, all-natural, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Go to GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 and get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If we get a chance tonight, we'll talk about the upcoming new deal. The 21st century new deal. We'll get to that here. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, it's a tough economy, and you need to get those bills in. There's people out there that owe you money, and they just don't want to pay. Try SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
Let's go to your phone calls. Chuck is listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Just great. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, I just want to put it out there. You know, so many people want to complain and moan about things that are going on, but yet they're just so passive about things, you know. They vote for the same old, and they want to get here and just complain and pick apart everything y'all talk about. Folks need to get out there and say something.
Well, one of the reasons why Free Talk Live is here is to allow people to say something where you don't have to be on topic necessarily. If there's something that's really itching at you and you want to get it out over the airwaves, that's why we're here. What is it specifically you're referring to?
Well, listening to folks on your radio channel. I've been listening for probably about 6-9 months, maybe a year now.
Okay.
And everybody's always got, you know, such a good opinion to come against what you guys have to talk about. My thing is this, the same people never get out there and they don't never vote. They don't try to change nothing. They just want to sit here and complain.
Well, now, let's be fair, Chuck. When has voting ever really changed anything?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we're stuck with, you got to get in there, you got to drop your vote. I mean, unless...
I don't have to do anything. I did not. I voted for George Phillies for president this year because he was on the ballot here in New Hampshire. It was one of the libertarian candidates, but for the most part, it's a waste of time.
I think it's unfortunate that that the founding fathers put together what probably at the time sounded like a really good system, but when they put together voting, they sort of put this zero sum game in place that really only gives us two parties. You're essentially always going to have this big tent situation, and if we had something like instant runoff voting where people voted for the people they wanted, and you know, in descending order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that kind of thing, you would find that we would have a system of governance that would be far less corruptible. You wouldn't find the
I don't know.
I know you don't know. You're always going to be against any kind of government.
There's plenty of socialist countries that have this proportional representation you're talking about, Mark. Or that have
the instant runoff. Towards socialism now with the governments formed, you know, not just Obama. It started with Bush, Clinton. I mean, the whole shebang, the whole shooting match. I mean, the whole thing of Congress, the whole House, it all needs to be cleaned out through voting. I mean, peaceful.
Well, how about instead of that?
I'm not an advocate of violence, but
no, me neither. Me neither. We advocate peaceful solutions on this program, but I don't think I don't think there's any hope personally for the federal government. I think instead of cleaning House, because that's never worked in the past, I think that instead of cleaning House, we should just forget about the feds and secede and get the hell out of this awful union, because it was a bad idea to begin with, and it's a worse idea today. I think that if you're going to have voting and you're going to have these violent monopolies known as governments, you're better off having them on a more local basis if you're going to have them at all. There's no point in having some centrally controlling, authoritative nanny state in Washington, D.C. It doesn't do any of us any good. All it does is extract wealth to a tremendous level, and then sucks off all that wealth, does what it wants with most of it, and then returns a fraction of it to you if you're lucky. And so there's no real benefit there. It's just a giant tick, a big parasite, and I really see no benefit to it. Do you?
You know, I agree 110% with you. That's why I listen to your show. I appreciate what y'all are doing, and I'd say 110%. Just keep rocking on, because people need to hear the truth, because it's not out there on your local, TV stations and whatnot.
For the most part, it is not.
Last, the last hope we have.
The last bastion
preaching what you're preaching, because eventually, hopefully, you're going to get through to people, and we're just going to say enough is enough. I mean,
thank you, Chuck, for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and I happen to agree.
I appreciate it, too. And then I think back to, the founding fathers and, how many of these great thinkers in the Enlightenment era that considered liberty and talked about it and in the foundation of our country, and it didn't happen. We're talking about liberty now. They were talking about liberty then. We don't have it. They didn't set up a system that makes makes for liberty. They've set up a system where people figure they can use the government to get what they want, and they don't mind telling you what to do in the process. They don't mind turning you into a wage slave, essentially. I mean, half of your wages go to
your own.
Right. To either federal, state, or local taxes, and some people would say even more than half. I guess it depends on how you do the math, but if half of your wages are going to pay for governments, national, state, and local, you're half a slave.
Well, people are going to, I agree with Chuck, people are going to have to wake up. They are going to have to, at some point, draw a line in the sand. They are going to have to say, enough is enough. I've had it. I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm willing to do something about it. Of course, that something is, the critical question is, what are Americans of today willing to do? We've got this plantation that we're all living on that is so comfortable. I mean, we've got our Xboxes and PlayStations and widescreen televisions and internet and our gadgets and all kinds of stuff to occupy our time, and of course plenty of things to alter our consciousness. I mean, there's so much out there to keep people distracted. It's not like the plantations of old with the taskmasters and the whips and the obvious enslavement. So people are really going to have to wake up, and then they're going to have to decide what they're willing to risk in order to achieve some extra level of liberty beyond what we currently have today. And I don't think most people are willing to risk it yet. I don't think most people who understand liberty are willing to put anything significant on the line. At least that's the impression that I get from doing this show and talking to various different people and coming to understand that it's... I mean, you were talking about the founding fathers, Mark. Those guys put it all on the line, and they didn't have heat and air conditioning and all the creature comforts that we have today. They put their sacred honors and their fortunes and their property and
lives, fortunes and sacred honors,
their lives and their families, honors. And they put it all at risk. We don't have to go that far. We really don't. We have the information super. We've got this information superhighway, this new technological age that news travels at the speed of light. We've got the ability to shine the light on these cockroaches calling themselves government in a way that has heretofore been unseen by the world. And so things are starting to fall in our favor, and we really won't have to do very much to achieve that liberty that we're looking for. As an example, you're not going to have to put a whole lot on the line, but you're going to have to put something on the line. And what it could be is as simple as just going and asking for a jury trial next time they're bringing you up on some sort of charges, whether it's a open container or whatever it might be. There's news here recently, Mark, that here in New Hampshire, they've had to delay jury trials by several months or something like that because, well, there are just too many of them, and it's too costly for them to... It costs them apparently like up to $1,200 just to send out the jury selection notices. So there's a cost involved in all of these things, in these governmental actions. And if people were to just put some level of burden on the system, it'll all come crumbling down. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
'Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV News Watch 7. That will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything just by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We give them away, though we are asking for a little assistance on your part. Mark, you are the salesman for the show.
That's correct.
And when you're doing your sales thing from time to time, I guess recently you've come across a particular business category that is very, very restricted by the goons calling themselves the federal government as far as what they can venues they can advertise with. And one of the restrictions is apparently they can't advertise with a venue that has a younger listenership that is above a certain level. And by our demographics that we've found online that we've been polling over
our
the
unscientific
years.
Polls online, right. You'll find out that younger people have a tendency to fill out surveys more than older people do. They just, I don't know, have more time. You got me. They're more, they're less jaded. I don't know.
Whatever the reason, it seems as though our online demographic polling has been skewed a little toward the younger side. So what we are asking you to do, if you are a listener of ours who is over 25, is go to survey.freetalklive.com and just answer the first couple questions. You don't have to fill out the entire thing, unless you want to. That's up to you. But the first couple of questions are demographic related, mm-hmm. So sex and age, and that's all we're looking for. So if you've not yet gone to survey.freetalklive.com and you're over the age of 25, please take a moment and do that. It really will only take you less than a minute, maybe less than 30 seconds. It's not a very long process. Survey.freetalklive.com. You don't even need to enter an email address. You can just answer those two questions, click submit, and you're done.
Yep.
So that's what we're asking you for. We appreciate your help with that. And also want to invite you to learn more about the Free State Project. I was talking about how I think secession's a good idea. Now, I'd like to make it clear the Free State Project is not officially in favor of secession. All the Free State Project is a movement of liberty activists all moving to the same geographic location, and that location is New Hampshire. Mark, you and I are participants in the Free State Project. We moved here to New Hampshire back in 2006, and I love it. It's great being here. We're surrounded by so many activists. Let me give you an example of what's happened here recently. Our friend Lauren Canario is one of the sort of civil disobedience superstar activists. She's one of my personal heroes. And she's been in a federal prison cell for almost 30 days on a charge of disobedience or something like that? What was the charge? Disorderly conduct? One of those nonsensical catch-all charges? Because she didn't want to take her cell phone out of her pocket at the courthouse or something like that. Something really nonsensical. And it was just an incredible level of punishment for what she did. She got out today, and they let her out a couple days early, and I think one of the reasons they let her out early was because the activists were planning to do a Thanksgiving Day picnic outside of the jail on the day she was scheduled to be released, and I don't think the jail people wanted that to happen, so they just kind of let her out this morning. She picks up the phone, calls PORC 411, which is a special service here that one of the activists has set up, that you dial this number, leave a message, and then the message is automatically sent out to hundreds of people's email boxes. So she sends this message out saying, hey, I'm out, I'm over here, come get me if you can. Some other guys called PORC 411, said, we're going to get her. They went out, grabbed her, took her out here to Keene, where she lives near the Keene, New Hampshire area. And within 4 hours of her initially making that phone call and saying, I'm out, there were 19 people that gathered together in Keene, New Hampshire for lunch with Lauren to welcome her back and to socialize and to say hi and sit down and eat together. And it was just a wonderful experience of how amazing these people are. One phone call results in 19 people showing up in less than 4 hours' notice. Many of these people were driving across the state to be here for this.
That way, and to help me chop wood.
Yeah, and they came out to help you.
It's a great family atmosphere.
So these are some of the best activists, some of the nicest people, and they're all getting together here in New Hampshire. So if you think that sounds exciting, the idea of liberty activists all gathering together in the same place, go to freestateproject.org and learn more and get involved. Because if you want to have a chance at liberty in your lifetime, I personally believe this is the best opportunity that we have ever seen. Now, if I'm wrong about that, and you know of something better, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything as well. And we go to Bobby listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Bobby. Bobby, you're on
the air. Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Your topic earlier about people being able to govern themselves.
That was the caller who suggested that he did not believe that to be true. I believe that it's true. Your thoughts?
Yes, sir. I believe it's, First Amendment inalienable rights, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. If that's what makes you happy, then by all means, that should be your vote.
I don't quite understand. Vote?
What I'm trying to get at, it's our liberty to, the inalienable rights are set down. These are God-given rights that people aren't supposed to be able to take away, and I guess what I'm trying to get at is it's our liberty to vote for whoever our leader is, and that should be your decision and no one else's.
So can I vote for myself?
By all means, yes.
And is that enough? Do I need anybody else to vote for me to lead me, or can I just vote for me and then that's it? Voting's closed. No one else gets to decide.
Well, I hope that everybody in the United States has the capacity to, vote for themselves. I would hope so, at least. So, yes, sir.
Great. I'm with you. And if they want to vote for somebody else, if they want to give, Bobby in South Carolina the ability to tell them what to do, and you would agree to that you want to tell them what to do, then they should be able to make that choice for themselves. Just don't force me into it.
I love the idea that you could give, that you could write down what some of the unalienable rights are. You could write them on a piece of paper, give them to the government, tell them that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and that the government wouldn't write 20,000 laws to infringe on that right. However, the evidence is that they do.
That's the federal level. There's other gun laws at the state level as well. So you're right. I think where everybody went wrong was when they allowed the first law controlling their behavior. Whatever that was, the first one that was put into place telling them what to do, and if they going along with that was the the first step down the road to
tyranny. Well, I want their behavior controlled if they want to hurt people, but as long as they're not hurting anyone, I don't think that they. Who am I to tell them what to do?
No doubt about it. Bobby, any other thoughts?
No, that was it. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's continue and talk to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was with my friends at a restaurant on Thursday night, and I was on the computer because they have Wi-Fi, and they went out to smoke a cigarette. And when they came back, they told me that these guys outside were breaking into a car.
Oh, my.
So I looked out the window, and I see these two shady guys, and one of them is crouching and by the lock. One of them is standing up being a lookout, and they look like they're trying to break into this car. And a cop drove by. There was an accident down the highway, so the cop had his lights on, and when he drove by, they both ducked. So I thought that was pretty sketchy.
That's pretty, pretty suspicious behavior.
I didn't want to, do anything because you never know. Maybe it's their own car. And because I had this, libertarian mindset, I didn't really want to get involved with the cops. But the friends eventually called the cops, and the cops came, and I was just watching through the window. I went down to look at my laptop. A squad car came up, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I looked out the window after that, everyone was gone. So maybe they got arrested. I'm not quite sure. But the question is, when is it moral to call the police, or is it moral to call the police? Is it perhaps better to go out and confront them by yourself before calling the cops first? I want to know your guys' views on that.
It's a good question.
It is really tough. The cops have the monopoly privilege on force, and sometimes they use it well, and sometimes they use it poorly. I can tell you that in that instance, I would have called the police. Now,
I'm scared to call the police personally. I mean, because we've seen so many stories where the person who calls the police becomes the immediate suspect, and the cops, in many cases, will just find an excuse to arrest whoever it was that called them. I mean, they're looking to arrest somebody, so let's arrest you for something.
Well, and if you go in there and you happen to be armed, let's say, and you draw down on these guys, there's a chance that they'll lay down on the pavement and wait for the police to come, and there's a chance they won't.
Then what?
What are you going to do, cap them as they run away? That's
right. Yeah, it's a good question. Hang on, I'm going to bring it back here because we actually had another one of our listeners. He had his car broken into out in front of his house while he was home. He came outside and ran after the guy. And, of course, the question then becomes, well, what do you do if you catch him? More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Keeler X can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at CHELOREX.com. That's KeelerX.com today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Features free. Enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away. In fact, some may suggest we've got more for free than they've got for their chart in their charging section. See for yourself over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go and do your shopping with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got holiday shopping to do. Maybe you've been putting it off. You're going to have to get it done at some point here within the next few weeks. So head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com and do it all from within the comfort of your office or your home or wherever it is that you have your computer, because you'll have it delivered to your door. I believe Amazon even offers gift wrapping if you want to take care of that with them. Also, you're going to get great deals. You're going to get the brands you trust. You're going to see user reviews of the products you're looking to purchase before you buy them. That way you know you're not getting a piece of crap. Amazon.freetalklive.com and free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. So really, there's no real reason to go to the shopping malls and to deal with the, you know, the department stores and all that other nonsense. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Because nobody wants a piece of crap.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you enter through that link. So we go back briefly here to Alex in New Jersey. You are sitting out, you're at a restaurant, you're on your laptop, you notice there were some guys doing some suspicious things, possibly breaking into a car. Somebody made a phone call to the police, and you were saying, you were asking yourself and also asking us, well, what should you have done in that situation? Should you have called the cops or not? Should you have gone out and confronted them? And I think that if you had, especially if you had somebody else there with you, I think that it makes sense to go out and confront them in the first place, because it doesn't seem like car thieves are likely to just open up and start blasting on you or something like that. I mean, most thieves are pretty cowardly. They are more likely to just run away if encountering somebody, if encountering a potential owner of what it is that they're looking to steal. Do you feel like that might be the case, Mark?
I do agree that thieves are a cowardly lot. That they, you know, if they were brave guys, they wouldn't be out, trying to steal a car. They'd be sticking a gun in someone's face. Not to say that that's particularly brave. Probably the most admirable behavior would be go get a job. But, I think they're cowardly and they probably would run away.
So did that answer your question, Alex?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here and talk to Trey, listening to WSCFM. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I was actually, I was having a discussion with a friend the other night over some coffee, and I brought up the Free State Project. I'd heard a little bit about it, been listening to you guys for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really like the idea, and he just posed the question that if you grouped enough activists in an area...
Wait, before you go on. Tanks in the street.
Bombs. Bombing nuclear weapons.
Atom bombs.
What was it?
No, he was actually, using a more traditional government style of subversion by attaching a stigma to the project, thus... you know, bringing fewer people in and destroying it through stagnation and atrophy instead of, you know...
Did he give a specific example? Did he give it, like, a specific example? I'm not sure.
He couldn't create a certain specific example, but he was just bringing up, you know, the negative connotations that have generally been brought to the public's mind by things like, using terms like anarchy in a bad sense or things like that, or just generally trying to associate you guys with anarchists or
this is happening. I mean, there are people. There are
things you guys aren't.
There are people out there who are painting, who would love to paint everybody who's in the Free State Project, this movement of liberty activists all to New Hampshire, that would love to paint them all with that broad brush and
right,
say they're all
socialists.
Anarchists.
That's what those people are.
They're doing that. They're
right,
doing
right,
that.
They're sick socialists. However, if the government, whoever this group, when you say things like that, imagine guys in dark suits with dark glasses. They have not swept in. I mean, the easiest thing to do would be to pick up five or to a dozen of the Free State Project members, slap child porn in their computer. You know, these guys can, trump up charges just as fast as they possibly can. Then suddenly all Free State Project members are baby raping, jerks, and wham, bam, it's done.
They haven't done that yet.
Why haven't they is really the question. I mean, if what's your friend's paranoid?
Just weren't a big enough target yet, and he just feels that like if anything, you know, were to get started, you know, in the powers that be's mind, I guess he's kind of a skeptic kind of guy.
I understand
sure.
that. Now,
it's a legitimate concern.
It's possible. I don't believe in that kind of conspiracy paranoia. However, the next step that you have to ask this gentleman really is well, what would he do about liberty? And the answer is nothing.
What is he doing?
He's got his own little plan there, but it's a bit pie in the sky. Embarrassing to even mention.
I want to hear it. What is it?
It involves a gigantic robot.
Excellent.
He's kind of a physics and mechanics freak. He's really good with computers.
Hey,
sometimes
man, I'm all for the giant robot, dude.
he's an IT guy that watches a little bit of anime. And I wouldn't say it's out of his mechanical prowess, but
yes,
budgeting issues.
Yeah, odds are good the Defense Department has him beat on the robot financing.
And prowess as far as design and stuff like that.
You know, I understand the concerns that, oh my gosh, once this Free State Project gets too big, the federal government's going to target you, they're going to take you out, look out, be afraid, be very afraid, etc. And, that's fine. If that's the way things go, okay, at least
you're
I won't
going down
have
in a blaze of glory.
I won't have any regrets about what I did in my life, and I feel like I've done the right thing every single time, and I don't have any regrets. So if that's the way things go, then fine. I don't personally believe it's going to go that way because we're already having an effect. They already know where we are. We're already on their radar, and the worst that's happened so far is our friend Lauren Canario spent 30 days in jail. They are trying to send a message, but all they're going to do is send a message that people need to get here, move here sooner rather than later, and get active. And create more consequences.
I'm all for critique. When people can come up with critique, that's a good thing. And sometimes it's part of stimulating conversation. But then there's a downward side to critique where it goes up over the hump and there's just too much of it. And I don't. anybody can offer critique on governance, and the fact is that's how you end up with freedom, because everybody's opinion stinks, and so they might as well have their own opinion instead of shoving theirs down my throat. And then when you want to get to freedom and liberty, let's say everybody's got an opinion on how you should get there, and most of theirs stink, because, well, I mean, if you look at this...
Vote.
Talk to your neighbor, talk to people about liberty. Well, they've been doing that since Thomas Paine, and that hasn't worked. And voting for liberty, well, come on. They've had the Libertarian Project.
30 years.
Yeah, more than 30 years.
Yeah.
1971, the Libertarian Party came up. And then there was a Libertarian wing of the Republican Party, Barry Goldwater, and that ilk hasn't worked. I mean, we haven't had a liberty-minded president ever. So... The folks that poo-poo the Free State Project as a plan that won't work,
what are you doing?
What do you got?
And I don't mean you, Trey. You're the one just calling in about the issue, and I thank you for it. Any other thoughts?
Well, I told them that I really agree with you guys and would like, you know, sometime in the near future, if it's economically feasible, to join as a Free Stater. It's my only concern is that
it's
I've
free.
Spent 21 years in Charleston and New
Hampshire. I spent 26 years in Sarasota, Florida.
I spent 37 years in Florida.
So we're with you,
me
man.
Me and snow and driving. I could get used to it though for liberty.
Absolutely,
that's
could.
The right mindset. You know, it was my main objection when I first heard about the Free State Project. My main objection was, oh my God, all of these states. Because when I heard about it, there were 10 states to choose from. My thought was, oh my gosh, they're all cold. What am I going to do? I'm a Florida native. And now, having been up here, this is my third winter. This is our third winter mark that we're about to go through.
The amazing thing I found is when I got up here is they have heat.
Yeah, it's really cool. Heated cars, heated buildings. There's clothes.
Garages to keep the ice off of the car if you want to have that. It's amazing.
Yeah, and
it's kind of like Florida, except the opposite.
Well, and if you're living in a city, you know, the roads are plowed. You don't have to go and spend a bunch of time plowing your lengthy driveway. So it really is not that difficult.
Most of the stories about ice. See roads and that kind of stuff come from people who have experienced it. Driving on a road in 1973 with a 65 Impala with rear wheel drive, you know, chains on it. It's entirely different when you're talking about all wheel drive vehicles or front wheel drive vehicles. My little Dodge Shadow climbs my iced up driveway like a goat.
So I definitely understand where you're coming from, and the fact is, once you're up here and you experience it, you go through your first winter, it's pretty cold the first time. The second time, it's not as bad, and actually, cold temperatures here are different from cold temperatures down in the south. I can't really explain why, but...
I think it's drier.
They are. I thank you for the call, Trey, and I appreciate your optimism. 800-259-9231. We've got Cal on the line who lives here in New Hampshire. We'll talk to him here in a few moments if he hangs through the news. Jeremy, Caleb, Amplify. Fire calls all over the board here. We've got a whole nother hour to go. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If we get the chance, Obama's proposed the New Deal, the New Deal for the 21st century.
Excellent.
What's all that about? We'll look into it. Take your calls about what you want. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.